Next patient we're going to do is going to be a patient by the name of Gary, G-A-R-Y, first name, last name is Levison, 66, date of birth is 5/17/58. Both of these patients were seen on, both of these patients were seen on the 28th. This is a 66-year-old gentleman, obese, from Houston, Texas. He used to work for the Harris County Park Division. He has a history of smoking, but does not drink alcohol. He is divorced, single at this time, been married before, has three children, period. He suffers from hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, diabetes, dilated cardiomyopathy, coronary artery disease, recent history of BPH, urinary tract infection, and prostatitis, period. Vaccinations up to date, allergy none. Patient is not requiring O2 at this time, but was found to be very short of breath with any type of activity, and some at rest with just speaking, period. Family history, dad died of diabetes, mom died some kind of cancer, breast cancer. Medications includes Farxiga 10 milligram a day, Xarelto 20 milligram a day, Prilosec 20 milligram a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram a day, Seroquel 25 milligram a day. Tylenol, Metoprolol Tartrate 25 BID, potassium chloride 20 milliequivalents a day, Bactrim DS recently for prostatitis, Motrin 800 milligram a day, Trazodone 550 milligram a day, Cipro 500 milligram a day, Demodex 20 milligram a day, Entresto 49/51 twice a day, period. Review of system, short of breath, weak, laying down. Patient most likely has sleep apnea. Has been told he has a weak, dilated heart. Ejection fractions not known to me at this time. And blood pressure is 120/71, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, O2 is at 98% without oxygen. Heart positive, swarm positive is 2 with ectopics. Lungs, bronchi, and rouse, abdomen soft. Neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with any lesion, lower extremity shows a 2+ edema. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman with history of congestive heart failure of dilated type with low EF. Hospital records are pending at this time. Patient is short of breath at all times, including with at rest. Most likely belongs to the American New York Heart Association class 4 of congestive of heart failure, period. In the paragraph, he also has a history of atrial fibrillation on Xarelto, BPH, recent prostate infection. Increased shortness of breath. Most likely with sleep apnea as a culprit for his cardiomyopathy, right-sided heart failure. We'll obtain records regarding his put diabetes out of there. He doesn't have diabetes. His patient is on Farxiga for his cardiomyopathy and congestive heart failure. we'll monitor patient for increased shortness of breath. And he requires help with ADL and does wear a diaper because it's very difficult for him to get adult diaper. It's very difficult for him to get to the bathroom on a regular basis. That's Gary, Levison. Okay, so I need you to take out the diabetes because he doesn't have diabetes. He is on Farxiga for his heart disease. And also put down possible cannot rule out atrial fibrillation with ectopics. We'll get hospital records regarding his previous cardiac workup. Let's put that down. Thank you.